Let's do it. So again, we spoke about Shehiyah, which again is leaving food on the fire when Shabbos begins, again from before Shabbos. And again, Machlokas Chananya and Rabbanan, whether you're allowed to do it on an uncovered fire, according to Chananya, once it's Kemaychel ben Jusoi, and according to the Chachamim, you cannot do it until the food is not only Mevushal Kotzorka, but also Mitztamek Veralo, which is going to be extremely rare. And therefore, in most cases, certainly if you want to be Machmir for the Shita of the Chachamim, it makes sense to have the fire covered. Okay. The next question is, what about returning something to the fire? Which again, this is what we're talking about is chazara. When it comes to chazara, the Gemara is clear that chazara, returning something to the fire, is only going to be permitted on a covered fire. Everybody is going to agree that returning it needs to be to a covered fire. Now, why should chazara be a problem at all? Again, ein bishul achar bishuls is our start. Again, well, let me backtrack a second. Obviously, this entire discussion only begins once you know that the food is completely cooked. If the food is not completely cooked, even if you were doing a shehiyah, which was permitted, once you've taken it off, you certainly can't put it back on. The same way, even if you took off the lid of the pot, we said you can't put the lid of the pot back on if the food isn't fully cooked, because that's going to be memaher bishul, or mekare bishul, that's going to help it cook faster. So again, the entire discussion of returning a pot can only begin once the food is fully cooked.
And the fully cooked falls on the machlokes of Chananya.
No, right. Now we're just talking about regular fully cooked.
Okay.
Regular fully cooked. Again, the issue with in the case of the Shehiyah was again how much do we need to be concerned that you're going to stoke the coals? That wasn't a question of whether there is bishul or not. Again, as we said, after it's mevushal kol tzarko, there is no bishul. The concern of stoking the coals, again, the way Rashi was explained, and it sounds like in some places, was a havara problem, which is igniting the coals. The reason that you would maybe want to do it is because you want it to be more gishmak. You want the cholent to agav. I forgot to make the cholent on Thursday night before Yantav, and put it up right before Shabbos. And it was completely inedible on Shabbos morning. So I don't know if my methodology has changed. We also had plugged it in the basement to avoid having all the heat from the crock pot for 3 days upstairs. So maybe it was something in the outlet. But that's what I get for not following and not heeding my own advice. Okay.
What's Mushal Kotsarko? What do we?
For most people, it's considered to be fully cooked. Whether you can do it or not is the machlokes. They don't. I don't think the Rashba and Ram argue when it is mevushal kol tzarko. Machlokes is there a bishul shaila once you're above Michael ben Jusai or not. But the point that you have to get to for any halacha which is going to require mevushal kol tzarko, meaning even according to the Rashba, who says that that bishul ends at the point of Michael ben Jusai.
Yeah.
He could still say that the Chachamim say that there's a problem of leaving of Shema Yechata once it's Mevusha Kotzorko, because that's a kindling problem, that's a Havara problem. Mm-hmm. Right? That's exactly what we're getting to right now. So everybody agreed that once it's Mevusha Kotzorko, again, Mevusha Kotzorko to Mitztamek V'yofelo, even if it's not Zayafel, it was not a bishul problem. That was never a bishul problem. Even according to the Rambam, who said it's aser to take the food from Michael ben Jusoi to Mevushal Kol Tzarko, did not say that that means all the way to the point of Mitztamek Veralo. That's the only time that comes up. No? We said differently before? The only time that comes up is specifically when it's this halacha about are we afraid you're going to stoke the coals by Shehiyah. And there, the Chachamim were enough concerned that you might want to make the food better that you were still going to stoke the coals, even if it was Mavushal called Sarko, as long as it's not, until to the point where it's not going to help anymore. You're certainly not going to stoke the coals anymore if it's Mitzdamik Viralo, because you're only going to ruin the food. Okay. Now, if it's fully cooked, again, it's clear from all the opinions in the Gemara that the only way that, again, assuming that it is fully cooked, the only way that Chazor is going to be mutter is going to be if the fire is covered. This is even if it's mitzdamek viralo, no matter what, it has to be that for Chazorah to be permitted to return it to the fire, it needs to be that that the fire is covered. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference between Shehiyah, which again is mutter before Shabbos, as long as is mutter b'Shabbos, even by mitzdamek viralo, if it's an open flame, we're not concerned Shem Yachata. What's the difference here? So again, it becomes a question of exactly what are we concerned about in this case. So it seems to be in Machlokas Rishon Rashi, on Lamed Vav, Amar Beis, says that the concern of Chazara is Mechzei Kimavashel. If you take a pot and put it initially on a fire, if you take a pot and put it on the fire, you do the action, and you put it on the fire on Shabbos, it gives the appearance of cooking. So that any form of taking the pot, again, even if you've taken it off, but now you're putting it back on, you know, somebody in theory, it's hard to say, and we think we struggled with this a little bit last time, that Mechzei Kimavashel is Maris Ayin per se. Again, I don't think we're necessarily saying that, but it gives the appearance, what you're doing gives the appearance of cooking. So anytime a pot is placed by you onto a fire on Shabbos, then it gives the appearance of cooking. So, even if it's not going to get any better, it still has the appearance of cooking. Therefore, in order to make sure that it doesn't have the appearance of cooking, the fire has to be covered, has to be a garifakatum, no matter what, in order to return a pot to the fire on Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tam, though, disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says that here also, the concern is Shema Yechata Begecholim, that you might come to stoke the coals. How exactly Rabbeinu Tam gets to that conclusion is slightly complicated. I'll mention it very, very briefly, because it's important to be educated about the concept, but it has to do with what's called Chazara Me'erev Shabbos. Right?
I thought that was mentioned somewhere, like a Ber Halacha or something.
Oh, Chazara, it is mentioned. It is mentioned. No, that's why I'm mentioning it. But it's the Ramah does mention it and says that we're makil on it. But what is Chazara Me'erev Shabbos? Isn't Chazara Me'erev Shabbos Shehiyah? Right? If you put a pot on a fire from before Shabbos, that's exactly what we're talking about when it comes to Shehiyah. And yet, again, in Tosfos Gavron, that it seems to be that the Gemara at least is entertaining such a possibility. So basically, the way that it emerges is that the way Tosfos explains that is that if you have food which is fully cooked before Shabbos, you take it off the fire before Shabbos. Let's say you make, it's like an easy example. Let's say you make your chalent on, you fully cook through your chalent on Thursday night. And it's 100% mevushal kol tzarko. Everything is fully cooked. And then Friday morning, whatever your thinking is, you take it off of the crock pot and you put it in the fridge. Now, right before Shabbos, you want to put that onto the crock pot back on the inside the heating element so that it should continue cooking through the rest of Shabbos. So we would have said, okay, that's It's Vaiter Shehiya. Okay, so there was a break in between the original cooking and between putting back on. That, Tosfos says, is not Shehiya. That is Chazara. Where exactly do you draw the line? He says, if it's not going to be hot when Shabbos starts, you're putting it on so close to Shabbos, that is Chazara, and therefore that has to be governed by the rules of Chazara. Why would that be considered to be Chazara? I don't know. Apparently, if you're doing it that close to Shabbos, then one may get confused and think that you're allowed to do a Chazara of that type even on Shabbos. So even if you put that on an open flame right before Shabbos, even though a Shehiya like that would be permitted, then somebody may come to be confused when it comes to Chazara on Shabbos. This din is not mentioned by most of the Rishonim. It is a Chiddush of Tosos. I believe it's mentioned in the Ramah, the Rishon Gimel Beis, in that long Ramah.
If it's hot, though, then it's not really Chazara.
Then not right. Correct. If it's hot, then it would be considered to be a Shehiya. Because then you put it, as long as you put it, again, there's no problem taking it off, you know, Shabbos morning, and then putting it on, you know, taking it off for 2 hours and putting it back on. This is a unique problem of putting it on when it's cold right before Shabbos. That's the limitation on it. Where is it? It's Aser, correct. That's the Chiddush. That is Aser even on Erev Shabbos. Again, which it's a little bit of a confusing idea because you would think that's Shehiya, right?
I think it's Aser to do on Erev. Like, you can't like put it on Erev Shabbos knowing you're going to take it off in like 20 minutes.
I mean, when are you over the Aser? Right? Yeah. Presumably, if you put it on and you take it off before Shabbos, you're not over the Aser.
So, like, you're over like the Mafreya?
Right?
It's not Shehiya, so you can't take it over now.
I hear. I'm not sure at what moment you're over. But the way that the imusamach kol kach shemitzanek they are yevshav atichem v'odyom dina kol v'shabbos atzmo v'yesh mikilum bezeh haminag lahakal. Okay. So again, so the Ramah writes to be the Ramah writes that one can be make on this. And you don't have to be concerned. You don't have to be concerned about it. The only reason that I'm mentioning it, again, other than the fact that I guess at least important to know about, is because it's based on his understanding of that Rabbeinu Tam comes to the conclusion that you could even have Shemei Echate by Chazara. So again, the main point that we need to walk away with for step number one in terms of Chazara is that, again, according to Rashi, the problem that we're concerned with is if you take off the pot on Shabbos then put the pot back on, that appears to be like cooking. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, we're concerned that if you put it back onto the open flame, we're afraid about Shema Yechata. Okay, so that's why, according to all opinions, in order to do Chazara on Shabbos, you need to have garuf v'katam. Now, even though so how does garuf v'katam help? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, we understand that garuf v'katam, that's our age-old solution to Shema Echata. That's the same solution that we had for, it's the same solution that we had for Shehiya. Why, according to Rashi, if the problem is Mechsik Kimavashel, what does Garuf V'Katum help? So apparently, it makes it into an abnormal way to cook that it doesn't appear like cooking. You wouldn't normally take your pot and put it onto a covered flame. You would put it onto a flame. So that's enough of a difference that if our concern is that it is Mechsik Kimavashel, we no longer have to be concerned once the fire is covered. Now, what's interesting is that the Gemara introduces additional factors as well that are necessary in order to permit chazara. So we need to again understand those conditions and then try to understand why should those conditions be necessary. So the Gemara says that there are two conditions that are required. One is that it has to be oda biado. You still have to be holding onto the pot. And the other one is that you need to have das lahachzir. That you have to have in mind that you're putting the pot back onto the fire, back onto the stove. So the Gemara has a discussion if one is sufficient, if you need both. And again, basically, we assume that you require both. So in terms of being able to return a pot to the fire on Shabbos, you need A, most importantly, to make sure that the food is fully cooked. If the food isn't fully cooked, or if it's, if it's not fully cooked, then you're going to have a real bishul problem. In addition to that, you need it to be garufakatum, you need it to be covered. In addition to covered, you need it to be oda biado, still in your hand, and you also need daito lahachser. You need to have in mind that it's going to be returned to the fire. Yeah?
Could you just clarify, you said that if it's not fully cooked, then there's going to be an actual bishul problem. This is, according to the Rashba, that there's no issue of bishul once it's machal ben
yerushalayim. Okay, correct. I'm sorry. According to the Rambam, who we're machmer for, it'll be a bishul problem. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's correct. I'm working within, again, we said lechatchila, we're machmer for Shita Sarabam, so again, that would be a problem. According to the Rashba, it would only be a problem with the Din and Durabana.
Whereas in Shehiya, it would have to be fully cooked, even according to the Rashba, because it's not a question of bishul.
But it's still a durabana.
And you're going to agree that you're going to want to make it more cooked than machal ben yerushalayim. That's why you shemei chata.
That's what the chacham are saying. Right. The chacham are saying that we can be concerned even if something is halachically fully cooked, that you may stoke the coals to make it better tasting. There's not necessarily a connection between what's called the iser bishul and what the chef might want to do in order to put the best product out on the table. Correct. Sorry. I was assuming right that we again. That if we are concerned with the way that we lechatchila understand that we paskin, we try to do like the shita of the Rambam. Now, why is it that we have these? We have to understand each of these conditions a little bit better. But why are these conditions additional conditions necessary? So, if we understand like Rashi that the issue is mechzekim avashel. So again, what he seems to be saying is that more than just putting something there to make it look abnormal, basically what you want to accomplish is you want to make sure that you putting it back on the fire is a continuation of the original Shehiyah. So as long as you're connected to that original Shehiyah, then it can't be perceived anymore as cooking. Things would make it, again, are the Chacham teaching us, make it that it's still connected to the original Shehiyah. If I'm still holding on to it, so I haven't put it down yet, Agabe Karkas, the Lashon, which we'll see may be significant, I haven't put it down yet, so then it's still connected. If I have in mind that I'm going to put it back on, so that's still connected. So that's part of the framework, it's understandable. It could have been not that way, meaning it could have been, theoretically, that even according to Rashi, it says that the issue is Mechzei Kim Avashel, that having a covered fire is enough to say that it doesn't appear like cooking. But we can understand well, according to Rashi, why it may require more than that. That part of it is not just not giving the appearance of the cooking, but part of it is to make sure that it's clear that the original Shehiyah is still in place. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a little harder to understand. If the concern is Shema Yechata, and when it came to Shehiyah, we also had a problem with Shema Yechata, and by Shehiyah, it was enough to have it merely covered in order to say there's no problem with Shema Yechata. So why, when it comes to Chazara, do we have additional conditions of Oda Biyado and Daito Lahachzir, which go beyond merely the covering of the fire. So apparently, again, I guess what you have to say according to Rabbeinu Tam, and you could say it slightly differently, but the idea according to Rabbeinu Tam is that the concern of a Shema Yechata by a new Nesina is a bigger concern than when it comes to a pot which is already on there. And again, when you're just putting something on, which again seems to be, which is disconnected from what was happening beforehand, it's been, again, cause theoretically, if you say the chazara is permitted and it's not and it's no longer, you don't need odabiyado and you don't need daitol hachzir, so theoretically you could put it down, why not put it down for 2 hours? You know, we're always probably in our minds thinking of, you know, two people standing around maneuvering a chalon pot and getting it back on. Nothing's cooling down significantly in the amount of time that it takes us to do our chazara. But again, that's also because we need these conditions. We need the daito lahasa. We need odabiyado. We'll see later. The Rama even adds on that stuff to be hot, which is an interesting added element. But again, if you didn't need that, so then even if it cooled down significantly, you would still be allowed to put it down. So again, apparently it would seem that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Shema Yechata by leaving something on is, I guess, less of a concern when it comes to a shahiyah, and therefore garf v'katim alone is enough to say that we no longer have to be concerned about the original, be concerned that he's going to be shem yechata b'kachalim. When it comes to something which is now viewed as a noon, a scene on Shabbos, so then we're more concerned that he's going to maybe want to accelerate the process. So as much as possible, we have to have these other conditions in place in order to ensure shem yechata. The way others suggest, I think Rabbi Willig, again, I don't recall who originally he quotes it from, is that maybe what you see also is that really each of them are concerned about both. And maybe when Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi are saying that the problem by Chazara is either Mechzikim Vash or Shem Echate, they're focusing on the Ikar problem, what they view as the main problem. But each of them would agree that you have to take care of the secondary problem as well. So even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who's concerned about Shem Echate, again, maybe you can even say this within the limits we just said, that he still has the issue of Mechzik and Mevashel. In terms of the bigger concern, it's Shem Echata. That's why he says that that's what it is. So again, that's why it's going to emerge that the, again, we have to still discuss some of the details, but basically whenever we need to try and overcome Chazara issues, we have to keep both factors in mind. We need to make sure that there's no problem. We need to make sure, A, that it's cooked, B, that it's garf v'katum, and C, that we take care of both the problem of Shem Echata, but also not just the problem of Shem Echata, but also the problem of Mechzik Kimavashel.
Why is there any reason to think that Rashi also holds on to
meaning the reason Okay, so maybe not. Maybe the way he said it is just that is the way we assume it lahalacha. Maybe in a chaname, right? If you say mechzikim avashel, that would still possibly explain all of the requirements. Okay, it could be he meaning he was saying it within more how we assume how we're assuming lahalacha that we have to be concerned about both elements. Okay, that's a fair point.
Is there a difference?
Lemaisa, no. It's, I mean, numbers.
There might not have been a difference anyway, because we would probably be putting for
Ashur. Right. No, it's an issue of understanding, again, in terms of if there's anything compelling us to say that. But Einachnami, I hear your point. That's fair enough. Okay. How does the Shulchan Aruch say this? Let's try to understand what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says in Rishon Gimel Sif Beis, Kiriya Shegrufa Uktuma V'Natal HaKadera Me'olaha. So if you have a stove which is Garav V'Katum, V'Natal HaKadera Me'olaha, and you took the pot off of it, Afilu B'Shabbos Mutter LaHachazira Kozman Shehi Rosachas. You are able to return it as long as it is still hot. Where that comes from seems to be difficult. Again, what in the past until now, where does that fit in? Where does Hirosachas fit in for us? It's always an issue when it comes only to liquids. Right? By liquids, we have a concern that if it's not going to be hot anymore, then if it cools down, then now we're again, if we assume that maybe there's bishlach or bishul by davar lach, so even if I took it off and I'm holding it and now it cools down, so that's going to be a problem. But by something which is yavesh, rosachas shouldn't be an issue at all, which is... Right, he said the again. It's not the Rambam, so he said it has to be still has to be hot. So again, right, rosachas, and we would have to okay with hot. Again, we'll see in a second. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't think that's what he means here. Maybe the lashon is part of what's pointing in that direction also. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Kol zman shirosachas pratze eno dom alchon iskar mizivze de baham de ve matam with lo yitiyachem chazara kim baofen ze aval baze atam hu de kaim shnei talach." I'm sorry, Mishnah Berurah does say this way. So others that disagree. He assumes that this is all this is that the Shulchan Aruch is only saying this not as a condition of chazara. He's saying this as a condition of being concerned about bishul. But again, if it wasn't in terms but for chazara itself, cooling down is not a problem the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it. Others that disagree with the Mishnah Berurah and assume that it's a prop within Chazara. If you're going to say that, then you have to say, you have to set up the Akim to talk about liquids. And then as he points out, then this entire prat of Kozman Shirosachas would disappear according to the Ramah, who doesn't have a concern as long as it is still as long as it's still hot. So now, our pot is was on the fire. The fire is covered. You take it off of the fire. So the Rama says, "V'oda biyado," it's still in his hands. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'lo yinich agav bekarka." So again, if we take out the words of the Rama, right? It's kol zman shirosachas, "V'lo yinich agav bekarka." As long as you didn't put it down on the ground. But it doesn't sound like you need oda biyado. You just need to not have put it down on the ground. It sounds like you could have put it down somewhere else other than the ground.
Or even if it's oda biyado, put it on the ground?
It doesn't sound like it. In the Mechaber, again, the Ramah doesn't, the Mechaber has no mention of oda biyado at all. So again, the simple reading is that it wouldn't help.
Right.
Right. As long as it's put down on the ground, then that would be a problem. So again, but the Ramah adds in v'oda biyado, and then the Ramah adds in after that v'daito lahachazira, and you have to have in mind that you're going to return it. So again, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't put it down on the ground. The Ramah adds that you need daito lahachzir. So the Mishnah Berurah says v'oda biyado v'tzolom ashlov hisir akadir miyado meis netilasa adjash yachzirena. You can't let it out of your hand from the time that you pick it up off of the fire until you return it. Ulafuke, it's coming to exclude iminicha gabimito safsa v'chadom alaze beintayim. If you put it on something like a bench or a chair in between, have kimoshinicha gabe karka beintayim v'ze osu l'kulyama, that if, again, the Ramah is saying that if you take your hand off of it, even if it's on not the ground, then that is going to be a problem, even if you put it on something higher than the ground. Okay, what's the issue here? So the Rabbi Mishnah Berurah fills in, debata lahashihiyah harishona. Again, the issue that we're struggling with is to say, is this a continuation of the original shihiyah or not? So apparently, it was normal, again, if you didn't have our large sprawling kitchens, and you have a pot and you want to take it off of the fire, so where are you going to put it? Put it on the ground. It wasn't made out of fancy marble and tiles and things like that that might get ruined by the hot pot. the dirt floor. So the place that you would put it when you're done cooking it is on the ground. So once you take something and take it off the fire and put it on the ground, that's batla lashia rishona. The Mechaber seems to be saying that as long as you put it on the intermediary, we'll call it the chair or something like that, which isn't normal, so that's a reflection that you're still connected to the original Shehiyah. The Ramah goes further, and it says that if it's not Oda B'yada, if you're not holding on to it, then even if it's not Davgal Gabei Karka, if you put it down anywhere, then it's Batal HaShiyah Rishon. But again, they're dealing with the same issue. It's just the question of at what point do we consider it to be that the original Shehiyah is over, and then if the original Shehiyah is over, then what you're putting on is no longer considered to be returning, but now it's considered to be a nesina mitchila on Shabbos. That's what he says. V'shuv k'shemachsu meichal gavei akira have a kemoshav lechatzchila gavei akira b'Shabbos. It would be no different than taking the food out of the refrigerator and putting it on the fire on Shabbos, which again, once we have all these dinim of chazara, is clearly aser at this point.
Just to clarify, so yes. They're over sure hold that it's in your hand on a counter, that would be okay.
The Ramah would for sure hold.
If it's in your hand on a counter.
It would seem to be that's what he says. Okay. Correct. It would seem to be that the Oda Biyado, that when he's saying Oda Biyado is that according to him Oda Biyado is the only requirement, and according to the Mechaber, it's putting it down on the karka is what the problem with. So again, the post can deal with what is all these types of in between cases. Correct.
That is the only. I thought Mr. Brewer said that taking it out of your hand makes it like it's on the ground. It sounds like being on the ground is also a problem.
According to the Ramah.
You're
talking about taking away. You're asking about putting it on the karka while holding onto it?
Yeah.
That's clear in the Mishnah Berurah?
I don't know.
You're asking or you thought that in the Mishnah Berurah?
That's what it just sounded like.
I'm trying to say it the other way. I thought the Ramah says explicitly that you can put it on the ground.
Later on, at the end of it? He quotes the Yesh Omer like that, correct. He has a Yesh Omer that the Ramah quotes later on. He calls the Eino Asa Rak Shenatol Min Akir Mi Ba'od Yom Ba'od Chazir Ad Shecha Sheikha. Aval Im Lekachol Misham Mi Shecha Sheikha Afilu Hinicha Agave Karka Mutter. Okay, it's a slightly different din. It's a good point. That's actually what we'll have to talk about probably tomorrow. It's known as the Rav's Kula of Chazara, or the Boston Kula, or originally the Ron's. But the different terminologies for that. But yeah, within what we're dealing with right here, if you're
the way the Mishnah Berurah said it, the way that I heard it, is that taking off your hand makes it like it's on the ground. It sounds like really being on the ground is what makes it batal.
Because that's what the Mechaber writes.
Right. And if you're not holding it, then what the Ramah is adding, not disagreeing, the Ramah is adding is that also not only if it's on the ground, but also if it's not in your hand.
Right. So I think the Mishnah Berurah is not explicit about that. Right, they quote over here from that Ramosha was talking about that, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Again, because according to the Mechaber, it sounds like anytime you put it down on the ground, that's a problem. And according to the Ramah, it sounds like as long as you're holding onto it, it's fine. So what?
The opposite. It sounds like if you're not holding onto it, it's a problem. He's adding problems, not adding solutions.
Who? The Ramah?
Yeah.
So he's saying he when he says Oda Biyodo, he's only saying it Lechumra.
Yeah, bed, no?
That's
what?
Bed,
and
they have two requirements, not
right.
Just the one.
No,
but it's also...
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. Mr. Moshe disagrees. Right? The way Moshe says it is Sheish Lahashi was Hakadera Ka'oda Biyodo. And Rabbi Yashiv agreed with you. Then he was meikel. I hear I have a mashmos both ways.
Just another clarification. Karka means like karka, like on the floor.
That's certainly, I mean, as opposed to if it's a tiled floor.
I don't know.
So that's what the post can try to figure out is what's the din of our counters. Why should our counters be different? Again, because if the idea is putting the pot down where it would normally be put down, again,
that's right.
Let's make sure it's clear. Again, if the problem with karka, according to the Mechaber, was that at that point it's batla shia rishona. Why is the first shia gone? Because that's the normal place you would take your pot when it's finished cooking. It's like the cooling racks or whatever else you would nowadays use. So then, what's the status? And again, and yet we will be makel if it's according to the Mechaber, if it was on something else in between, because that's not the norm. That's not batla shia rishona. So what about if the in between, not the karka, becomes the normal place? So again, so the bir halacha deals with the in between cases, right? The bir halacha deals with in dira maskel v'daita, right? If you take the kedera off and it's daito lachzira and you put it on a kisei, you know what, let's hold off on that one more second. He has the shayish here. This is I'm quoting this one from the Orcha Shabbos. He probably has it in the deer show over here. Also, I didn't look through it that carefully over here. It says Natal Keder Meish Grufa V'Ktuma V'Nicha Gabi Hashayish Sheva Mitbach. Right, the stone which again is the countertop. Yesh Shahoru Shadino Kinicha Gabi Kisosh and Hisbar B'Sifah Kodem. So there were those who paskened that it was the same thing as putting it on the kisei. What's the halacha when it comes to the kisei? So when it comes to the kisei, so the bir halacha writes that if you take it off of the fire, which is gar fakatum, and you have daito and daito hachzira, and you put it on the kisei, even if you let go, you can still be mekel. Why is that? That is because the bir halacha assumes that putting all of these together is actually a big chumrah. Putting together the necessity to have daito lachziru, have a mind to return it, and oda biyado is a big chumrah by chazara, and the Mishnah Brura again in the bir halacha rattles off a whole bunch of rishonim who are makel and only require one of the two because it's not clear from the Gemara what the Maskanas HaGemara is. The Gemara mentions both of them, but it's not clear the Maskanas HaGemara if one of them is going to be sufficient or not. And therefore, the Mishnah Brura says in the Bir Halachla, b'di'evet, even if you put it down, it's okay. And again, in that case, he's assuming again that, who's he quoting this from? Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rebbe Yashiv, Rav Nissen Krelitz.
They assume that the
shayish is not different than the kisei. Now he points out in the Ha'ara you could have easily been mechalik and said that the kisei is an abnormal place to put it. That wouldn't be batla shia rishona, but the countertop is the normal place nowadays to put the pot down when you're taking it off of the stove, and maybe that would be batla shia rishona. But he says that's not how they. That's not how they paskin, right? The chora mitzios hashayish ain't a domer mamash kisei v'sasel. That's kisei v'sasel ain't a nechshavim klal k'makom siluk. That's not a place where you would normally take it off to. Because I wrote to the sali k'nirasim esha imanicha agave karka v'lo agave kisei v'sasel. You wouldn't put it on the bench if you were done cooking. You would put it on the floor, and that's why the Mishnah Brura was in the bir halacha was more meko when it came to the kisei and the. And the safso. Mashenken Ashayish Umishamish Lishtema Taros. Right, it serves multiple purposes. In this case, he says two purposes, right? And also can be a place to put it down temporarily. You could have said to be more machmer, but again, he quotes these poskim who are makel.
Would anyone actually paskin that way?
That it's usher b'di'evid?
I mean, not. I don't know.
Again, they're not saying. They're not saying. They're not saying in lechatchila. Right.
They said lechatchila you should.
Lechatchila, if it's if you let go of it, lechatchila you can if you're holding on to it.
Right. Yeah.
But you can't. They're saying that again. What he's quoting them as saying is that b'di'evid, if you put it down, even if it wasn't oda b'yado, you could still be mekel.
The Rama would say that b'di'evid, you could.
That's what the Bir Halacha suggests. That's what the Bir Halacha suggests, is that the Rama was being overly machmir, and therefore you could, and therefore if you put it down, then you on one of the intermediary things with Daito Lahafsir, you can still put it back.
And he thinks that's being overly machmir because the might say you had Daito Lahafsir, so.
Because again, because it's not clear if in the Gemara what the Maskana Sa Gemara is, and he lists off again, and if you look at the Daito Lahafsira, I'll read a little bit of it. He named Mashma the Topas the Chumra by Boshe Bolazeba Gemara. The Gemara left it as questions, and he was machmir on the questions. Valkane Sphere, like the Tartibun, and it's because he decided that all the abayas in the Gemara should come out the chumrah. That's how he came out, assuming that you need all of the conditions. Shaloi nech agave karka v'gam yadayt l'hafzer agave karka aser after dayt l'hafzira v'chein zasa mechaber v'kol zo dozlo shitasa he says he partly suggests that it's based on the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef didn't have a group of the Rishonim that are Mekel. So he didn't put that into his calculation of determining what's the overwhelming shita in the Rishonim. Garam Lulitchol says Dvar of the Gamre, Vinchilo Rosh, Shum Deyam Eskemas, and Divere. And then he quotes off the Mesechidush Ran and the Ra'on, and the Shiltegibam Shem Riaz, and the Me'iri, and he quotes the Tosfos, that all say you can, that would say that it's Mutter Beinichal Gabe Karka with Daito L'Hachzer. That having the daito lahachzer is enough. So he assumes that at least lufiza efsher sheish lahakel b'milsa d'rabban the daito lahachzer after nichal gabe karka, then that's going to be enough to at least b'di'evid say that we can be they say that we can be mixed. So again, lechatchila.
So you didn't show parent because the whole agave karka thing in the first place.
No agave.
As it sounds like
the agave.
All is shown in Paskin that even agave karka just at the last year is mutter.
Those are shown in Paskin, if it's daito lachzer, correct. Well, the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention that it was daito lachzer, so I guess he's assuming that it was in daito lachzer. Right? The das didn't come up.
Right.
Wasn't mentioned by the mechaber. So again, lechad chila, you certainly should be holding on to the pot. And having the intent to return it to the fire. If you're stuck, then holding on to it again. So the Shulchan Aruch writes if you're stuck. And somebody put it down on the one of the in-between things, and then if you have the intent to return it, then the Mishnah Berurah says you can rely on that alone. And the Chazon Ish, I think, is quoted as saying the opposite would be true as well. That you, as long as you have either one of the chumras, meaning if the Chazon Ish we make, if you put it down, not on the karka, but on one of the intermediary things, even without daito lahachzer. Right, so in either direction, if you have one of the conditions, that would be sufficient. The Shmir Shabbos talks about what do you do if you what if you're putting it down and you're continuing to holding it, like with a very very heavy pot, where you're not really holding it, but your hand is sort of, or if let's say you're trying to hold on to it and scoop it at the same time, when obviously you're not really holding on to it much at all. So he assumes that again that you can be mekel in such a case, but that's only again on an intermediary. If you put it down on the ground, when again the ground is more chummer than one of the than the kiser, the safsal, then you should not be mako like that.
What is it?
A Shemir
Shabbos?
That's a Shemir Shabbos. It's in Aleph Yirchas.
Does anyone hold that that the counter is not like a kiser?
At all? Again, the Orchid Shabbos suggests it as a theory. Does he quote somebody who actually says it? Yeah, Rav Vosner quotes, and Rav Shmuel Orbach. The Orchid Shabbos quotes them both as saying that that it's more like karka. Right, because now there's no kayom delo shchiach klal hanachal gabe karka im kein shayu shalonu ke karka shalohem. So yeah, in Svar it makes a lot of sense. Svara makes a lot of sense, but again, hard to say that you have to be machmir. At least, certainly with the Eved, that you would be machmir against all these poskim that seem to say that it's okay. Okay. So again, so in order to be able to put the pot back on the fire, you need to make sure it's fully cooked. It needs to be covered. You need to have oda biyado, and you need to have da'as lahachzir. Now there are a lot of in between sort of cases where some of these issues come up in terms of whether it can be makil if you only have one factor or the other. Like, let's say if bidyeved, you take the wrong pot off, right? Your mom asks you, your wife asks you, that there are two pots that are sitting on the blech on top of the fire. One of them is for the soup for tonight, and one is a chalon for tomorrow. So you take off the pot, assuming that it's the soup. So you have no das... No das lahachzir, and really, it actually is the cholin. So what do you do in such a case? The Orchid Shabbos writes, tov is heisek kedera ham yuedas the sudas machar v'choshu shekedera zum yuedas the sudas hanochichis v'nicha gabe karka so nechleku baze gedolei haora. So this is a major machlokas in the poskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Shmirah Shabbos that you are allowed to put it back. Why? What? This is even if you don't have it, right?
Don't have it and you burn
it. Right. So again, so this is going to be based on a different din of chazara, which was the one that was referred to beforehand, which is the chazara of the Ran, which is that the Ran writes, and it's quoted by the Rama, that the case of chazara, which is problematic, is talking about a situation. The only time that the chazara is a problem is if the food was on Erev Shabbos, you took it off on Erev Shabbos, and then you wanted to put it back on after Shabbos started. But the Ran says, if the food was on the fire when Shabbos started, you can take it off and you can put it down. Maybe even put it in the refrigerator. Doesn't matter. And you can put it back on the next day. Why? Apparently, he's assuming that as long as it was originally on when Shabbos started, that's a continuation of the original. It's a continuation of the original shehiya. It's not a nesina. It's not a nesina lechatchila. Now, obviously, he understands, like what we said in the Mishnah Berurah before, and that when we said that there's a din that it has to stay hot, that's only because of yesh bishel achar bishel issues. There's no tnai within chazara that the food has to be hot. And therefore, the Ran says that, again, as long as the pot was on the fire hot when cooking, when Shabbos started, you can take it off when Shabbos started and put it on without any other conditions, later on Shabbos. So that, again, helps in this case where Shlomo Zalman used it as a backup. But it's the first potential solution for a bigger problem, which is after everything we've talked about, how on earth can you have hot food on Shabbos other than leaving something on from before Shabbos? Because again, every case of taking a food out of the fridge and putting it on the fire can't possibly be any better than taking a pot that was on the fire, put down on the ground, and putting it back on, which we said would be a violation of Chazara. So how can you ever take food and put it on the fire on Shabbos? It's always that any type of nesina is always going to be a problem of, again, I can't call it chazara because it's less than chazara, or what we call is a new nesina onto the fire. So the Ran is solution number one. The reason that the Ran is important, again, is because although he's a das yachid, and again, we don't really paskin. Oh, I'll get that in a second. The Ran is quoted by the is quoted by the Ramah. Yeshomer and Tekozeino Aser. Everything we talked about is Rakshin Atomin Akirin Bodi Yom Lo Chzirat Shechashecha. The only time all of these halachos of Chazara apply is when it was on the fire, you took it off right before Shabbos, and then you want to put it back on Shabbos. That's when you need all the conditions of Chazara. That's when you need Garfa Kotim, you need to make sure that everything is taken care of. But if you take it, if it's on when Shabbos started, if you take it off of the fire after it's dark, even if you put it down, mutter. Again, presumably, what's the difference between agabe karka and besocha mekarer? Doesn't matter. The point is that batla shir rishona isn't accomplished through taking it off. As long as it was on when Shabbos started, you're connected always to that original shehiyah. And he says that is the minhag is to be mekel when our ovens with some ganasman al divrei mekilim. We rely on the mekilim again. Which is the Ran, but v'tov lahachmir. V'tov lahachmir. It's better to be machmir. And this is how we assume the Mishnah Berurah writes ki harbe poskim cholkin al haran. Right, the Ran is a das yachid, so we don't want to rely on the Ran.
I'm
sorry. I think people are noeg lahakel, and it's based on this, but you shouldn't. I think it's one of I believe it's one of those. So, why? Oh, I'm sorry. And then he says, "Miyum nitztani and lekulei alma aser." But if it cools down, then it's aser according to everybody. So, shouldn't that get rid of the, you know, potential to put it in the refrigerator? So again, well, that's going to depend on how you understand that. Is he saying that as a condition within the Chazor, or is he saying that as a bishul, or is he saying that as a bishul issue? So here, the Mishnah Brura tries to say that here it's different. Here it's tainum and it's not like gamrik. The shayach achagach od bishul chadash. That if it's cooling, completely cooled down, it's a new bishul. But I in the common bagan Avram, because I feel the yavish in bo mark lo shayach bo bishul gam kein osur. The cave and shekvar and it's stunning, but lashia rishona, vavikinosin atom echad besocha tanur. So even within the Ran, again, starts a little confusing. Even again, the Ran says that you can be mekel. As long as it was on the fire when Shabbos started, you could take it off. You don't need da'at to la'achzir, and you don't need to be holding on to it. You don't need to be able to put it down in the karka, and you can put it back on the fire. But the Ramah writes, again, the Ramah says we should be machmir, but he says that the kulei alma, if it's nitztanein, it's aser. So over that takes that move, removes this as an option of putting it into the refrigerator. It's a limitation on, I don't know, an hour or two, however long it takes for it to cool down. But the question is, why does he say in his time the Gamri is a problem? So that's a machlokas achron. That's a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. The Magen Avraham says that as long as it's still hot, so that's another version of connecting it to the Shehiyah Rishona. So even though the Ran is Mekel on Oda B'Yado, and the Ran doesn't require that, and the Ran doesn't require holding on to it, and you can't be Neragabe Karka. Once it's cold, how can you connect that anymore to the Shehiyah Rishona? Mishnah Berurah says no. Mishnah Berurah says we're talking about a Bishul Shaila. So to rely on the Ran in order to actually use this Lemaisa requires A, assuming that the Ran is correct against the other Rishonim, and B, it requires saying that that the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Ramah is the correct one against the Magen Avraham. So this again is what's known as either the Rav's Kula in Hachazara or the Boston Kula, that apparently it's the Rav was Mekel in Boston, at least, maybe beyond also, to rely on the Ran in order to allow people to cook food, to heat up food on Shabbos. Again, it has to certainly be Mevushal Kot Sarko. Nothing to talk about if it's not Mevushal Kot Sarko. But again, it requires assuming A, that the Ran is correct, and B, that the Mishnah Berurah's reading of the Ramaz Nitztanin is also correct. So, I don't know. It's hard to say that you can't do it. On the other hand, the overwhelming majority of poskim assume that it's not what should be done. What should be done lechatchila? I can tell you that if you want one of these cases of asi lechlufe and people getting confused, there are rabbanim who I know who are makel like the Ran, and their balabatim have explained to me that since they're makel like the Ran, they can take food from the refrigerator that's been in the refrigerator since Thursday night and put it on the fire on the Blech Shabbos morning. That's not the Ran. That is a Nesina Mechadash according to the Ran. That is not the Kula. That's misunderstanding or misapplying a big Kula, but again, in the wrong way. So it's important to be aware of. It's hard to say that somebody who grew up doing like this or does like this because they heard it from the Rav or grew up in Boston or whatever it is wrong. But it's hard to assume that if you didn't, that you should go ahead and do it lechatchila.
Why would you just need this? If my Ram says that really, it's not to be hot because that's be connected to the first bishul. So he holds of that one and not the other ones. What? And if not all the other ones, not like those aren't.
I think it's just a question of what again. It's hard to know where any of these things come from. It's all coming from a perspective in terms of understanding what disconnects you from the original Shia. It's clear. It's clear that the Ran, again, I don't think that line.
So, but those other things, the other things that you need, that it needs to be all together, the Adil Hafzir, those you need to connect you to the original Shehiyah when it's before Shabbos, but then once it's Shabbos, you don't need those things. But for some reason, just it's still being hot, that one you still need when it's on Shabbos. He agrees that you need all the other things before Shabbos. It's Friday night and you take it off, like, so if it's still in your hand and if it's back to the opposite.
Because then there was no Shehiyah Rishona. Meaning, he's saying that if you don't have it actually on the flame when Shabbos started, then you need to do more to connect to the original Shehiyah. I can see arguing with it, but I think it's not illogical. He's saying
since before Shabbos, so like there's less of an original.
Shabbos is generally our cutoff when it comes to these things. When Shabbos starts, the mice that's not on the fire. So you're trying to connect it to the Shehiyah Rishona, which happened before Shabbos. So again, if you're still holding on to it, so then I hear that once it's not sitting there, so then where exactly do you draw the line between what was cooked Friday morning and what was still being cooked Shabbos afternoon? So there, the Ran says that the Gemara is teaching us that as long as I'm still holding on to it, again, we'll just say that as the all-encompassing, whether or not Minyach Agave Karka, so then I can still be connected to that cooking which happened before Shabbos. When it actually was on the fire when Shabbos started, so I need less of a connection in order to maintain. I need less in order to maintain the connection. You don't have to agree with her. I don't think you can say it's illogical. don't know. I can hear such a svara.
I wouldn't say it's illogical. I don't understand the logic. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm not explaining it. I think that's what the Ran is saying. Again, it's svara. It's very difficult to understand the Ran. I'm not going to deny that. But again,
I'm saying if you say the Mishabura, that the Ran just doesn't need you to be connected to the original Shia. That's just not what he needs.
I don't know that the again. I don't think anybody's going to say that. Even the Mishnah Berurah is going to say the pshat is that as long as it was on, then that pot always maintains a connection to the original Shia. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah. I don't think anybody's going to say that. Because then it comes into Sina L'chatchila. What's the difference between taking a pot again?
No, I'm saying I agree that no. Of course, you need it to be connected, but you don't need to do anything extra to connect it. It just is.
You don't need the temperature, right? Yeah. It's the fact that it was on when Shabbos started,
or anything else, right? Just the fact that it was on when Shabbos started.
Right.
Like now, all of a sudden, the Magen Avraham says that no, you need you don't need most things. You just need one thing, which seems a little arbitrary. Like,
I mean, I think he's saying this is more distant of all the things. Here, yeah.
Yes, they were saying that according to the partial understanding of the halacha, I cook my chicken cutlets Thursday night, I put them in the refrigerator, so there's no real way to heat them up on Shabbos.
As of now. There's no way to put, right, we don't, as of now, we have no solution.
You can put on the fire.
We'll discuss, it requires understanding why there should be alternatives, but right, correct.
And
that's what tomorrow we're going to try to figure out is how we can actually heat things up on Shabbos.
And where we're holding
other than leaving it on from before Shabbos.
And where we're holding that within the Mishnah Berurah, are we saying that it's not in his usher legamre as a chash that you might come to do bishul, or it's only if it wasn't?
In which case, according to the within the Ran,
within
the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Ran, that you're allowed to take it off of the fire, and you don't have to hold on to it, and you can wait and then put it back on.
Yeah,
so he's saying that's only right. That's only a bishul concern. So it's only going to be a concern by something which is lach, by something which is yavish. It would not be a concern according to the Mishnah Berurah understands. That's correct.
Just to clarify, because if the Mishnah Berurah said that, like d'evit, if you had one of those conditions, like for example, let's say you had funnel haxir and then you took it off and you let go of it. So,
but d'evit, you can still put back on if you have one, right?
D'evit, okay.
In the Bir HaLachi, right?
Meaning it's not like you fall into the Ran. I mean, the Ran is like lichah,
right?
You have nothing.
The Ran, the reason that I mentioned the Ran was because the Ran is the solution for that. Shlomo Zalman says that we can rely on the Ran b'di'eved in that case when you take the wrong pot off. In the case where you take off the wrong pot, so I don't have Daito L'Hachzir and I don't have Oda B'Odo, I put it down and then my wife comes and says, you took the wrong pot. I certainly had no Das, I put it down, I have nothing going for me except for the Ran.
So the Daito L'Hachzir is on the food and not in the pot? Meaning if I know that I want to put this pot back.
I know I didn't want to put the pot back. She told me to take off a pot for tonight. She told me to take off the soup and I took off the chalet.
Right, yeah.
So I had no das whatsoever. My das was actually to keep it off.
Right.
I had no... What about pouring something into a different vessel and then putting that vessel back on? So if, let's say I take off the soup, and then pour some this pot into this pot, and put that pot on. Put the second pot back on again. So the food has all the conditions. The pot does not have all of the conditions. So that is permitted. That is a permissible form of based on the Gemara. Pinam yemecham lemecham. We'll discuss have nafkamina for hatmana also.
That's called biyado.
If you're holding it.
What? Like,
I mean, if the other pot is down, does that still help?
Or, I mean, even like you like poured it.
What do you mean?
Like there was a time where it wasn't biyado. That makes sense.
Oh, I mean, while it was floating in the air?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, correct.
Well, I got a carpet either.
But the second pot, someone has to be holding the second pot. Like, if someone, you're not holding it.
Or
video. I think it's not even the oven.
I assume that you were holding it. Is it not the?
I guess you could. You could hold the pot in one hand and hold the other one in the other hand.
What if you put the pot back on the fire and then pour it onto the fire?
Yeah.
an issue of maize?
I'll look at it more carefully. I'll look at that more carefully tonight. That case, the other case, which is important and which is halacha lemaisa, is for better or worse, is power outages. Right. If let's say the fire goes out. So at what point do we say that it's again? I didn't take it off at all. But on the other hand, the fire isn't there anymore. So what's the halacha in those cases? So again, the Ran will certainly help for those cases, right? Because it was on the fire when Shabbos.
Most power was out on Friday.
What?
Most power was out on Friday.
Right. I'm assuming right. Correct. So if it says kavsa eishu ba lito sakadir lito agabe eish acheres, let's say the fire goes out and different than the power going out, so you want to put onto a different flame. So that is a machlokas. Why is that a machlokas? Because again, it seems to be dependent on this question. That again, at what point is it butlashia rishona? If I didn't do anything to move it, just the fire went out. So is the fact that the fire went out already a bittul of the Shia, or do I have to do something to disconnect it from the Shia? Again, it could be it still needs to be hot. That's what most of the posts can assume, but maybe the ones that assume that you are allowed to do it in such a case would be assuming that that it's not a bittul of the original Shia if I didn't do anything to be mevata. Okay, so later tomorrow we will try to clarify just a few more of the lemaisa hachzar issues. We'll try to talk about how we can heat up food on Shabbos, and maybe do hatmana also. I'm pushing a little bit. So maybe 12:30 work tomorrow.